Yes, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, as we are inside, cozy inside, the Quicken Loans Studios right here in Houston, Texas. And how about the Ohio State Buckeyes with the unexpected national title, winning with youth? And to quote head coach Urban Meyer, the pursuit of the chase, it is complete. His Buckeyes, they certainly accepted the final mission, the final assignment, and the final directive, and they did it in a big, big way, being led by their quarterback, Cardale Jones, and sophomore running back Ezekiel Elliott. Tonight we're going to recap the Buckeyes' incredible run. We're also going to get some insight on some of the coaching changes and the movement that has taken place with Oklahoma football right there in Norman. Always a pleasure to have back with us Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4 out of Oklahoma City, and also the Sports Animal. He, of course, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. How are you, Bob? It's good to have you with us.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And right now, fresh on my mind is that game on Monday night. When you look back on that, what was the single biggest reason why the Buckeyes prevailed and they dominated?
I think Urban Meyer is the best coach in college football is what I think, and kind of got a full dose of that front view back in the day when he was at Florida, when they beat Sam Bradford and Jermaine Gresham and the Sooners.
Yes.
I want to say, 2008, after the 2008 season, and so I was pretty impressed with him then. How can you not be impressed with the coaching job he did this year to go through all those quarterbacks? They weren't even in the playoff until they won by almost 60 points in the Big Ten title game. And then they not only get in there, they sweep past everybody, including Bama and Oregon. I mean, I don't know that we've seen a better coaching job in a long while.
You know, Bobby, what do you think, and talking about Urban Meyer, I mean, what makes him so great and so effective? Because it really has been, there's so many different areas that's been remarkable. I mean, how he's been able to get his quarterbacks to respond in so many different ways.
Well, it's got to be a system of accountability and discipline. But I tell you, you can kind of see how his demeanor has changed, and that's probably for the betterment of his health. He had that kind of burnout syndrome at Florida, and everybody around him, his family, his children, all talk about how he's just such a different guy now. And he must have used the word love about 1,000 times after the game the other night.
It's true.
And I would be loving on all my people, too, if I just won a national title. But but it just seems like he's more at peace with himself, and yet he must be the same guy on the football field in terms of how he coaches and how he demands a lot of his guys. They all respond to that. But the situation at quarterback, it's just amazing to me. I mean, usually when you have three quarterbacks, you have none. And in this case, he had three that were all really good, so much so that the guy who was the Heisman Trophy candidate at the beginning of last year is considered the third best of the three he's got there, if Braxton Miller even chooses to come back. It's amazing.
Hey, Bob Berry Jr., joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line, and that's where we're going to go right now. Talk to me about in 2015, I mean, obviously this logjam of quarterbacks. Who should stay? Who should go?
Well, I know I would want to keep Cardale Jones there. I don't know how you can think of anything better for a guy other than starting, who just took you to three huge wins in the Big Ten title game, the national semifinals, and the national championship game, and yet JT Barrett was sensational when he was in there, the freshman from Wichita Falls, during the year until he got hurt. And you thought, oh, well, that's it. You know, too bad. That'll ruin a really good Buckeye season. And we know what Cardale Jones did. So I think both those guys come back. I'll probably be surprised if Braxton Miller stays with that, what do we call it, the Russell Wilson rule anymore these days, where you can get your degree and leave and go play 1 year somewhere else. There have been, you know, rumors of that. I've never heard anything official come out of Braxton Miller's mouth, but you know, even some Oklahoma fans have brought up on their wish list, hey, get Braxton Miller to Norman to play under this new offense and get Oklahoma going. So I'll probably be surprised if Braxton Miller returns to Columbus. But the other two guys, I think, will return.
You know, so many great quarterbacks in college football, Jameis Winston, Cardale Jones, Marcus Mariota. Who would you pick in terms of when you talk about the NFL? Who's a better long-term projection?
Well, it seems the safest play, Elissa, would be Marcus Mariota in terms of what he has and then his demeanor and then no distractions with off-the-field stuff. You know, Jameis Winston has talent through the roof. We know that, but he's also got baggage that would concern you, especially with stuff that's happened to Johnny Manziel and stuff that, you know, Cam Newton had to fight through when he won the Heisman and then went into the pros. When, as people say, when you show up at the facility as a coach or a general manager or player personnel guy and then you don't really know what you have when that player arrives, that's got to be a concern. And I think with Jameis Winston, I would have that concern, no matter how talented he is. But Marcus Mariota, it just seems like he's got all the leadership qualities in the world. I'm not willing to coronate him just yet. I heard some national guy compare him to Aaron Rodgers. right after he won the Heisman. I thought, whoa, well, wait a minute, let's see, you know. And but I do like everything about him on the field. I can't guarantee stardom whatsoever, but he just looks like a guy that you would feel comfortable about drafting way high, if not number one overall.
What about the future for Cardale Jones? What system would he perhaps fit into best?
Man, he's a remarkable kid. When I watch him play, I go, you know, he could be wearing jersey number 97 and be, you know, a sack leader in the NFL as a defensive tackle. I mean, he's just so big. He reminds me of Jamarcus Russell with his body type, and I certainly I hope for his sake his NFL career flourishes a lot more than Jamarcus Russell did, but in terms of his college build, he looks like Russell. He's got this cannon for an arm. He made so many plays running over Oregon guys the other day and converting with his legs. I was totally impressed by that, but his poise, his ability to shake off the rush and shake off would-be tacklers, behind the line of scrimmage. So I think he's where he is. He made really good decisions and really good throws. So as big as I think he is, I don't know that he's done growing. I'd probably keep him a quarterback on the college level anyway.
I think you nailed it, Bobby, talking about the poise that Cardale Jones has. I mean, you're talking about his third start in a national title game, and that, once again, you got to go back to Urban Meyer, just his influence and how he has really accelerated the maturation process in this young man.
Well, and I want to see, you know, I don't know a whole lot about the staff makeup, but Tom Herman is leaving to become the head coach at Houston, so now you can have a new offensive coordinator and a new quarterbacks coach. Tim Beck's coming in to guide the Buckeyes quarterbacks, and Ed Warner's going to be the offensive coordinator. So that will definitely have an effect, I would think, some kind of way. But yet, you know, if we are to believe Coach Meyer, didn't he say that 2015 was the year everybody was pointing to? So if that's the case, everybody ought to be scared to death about Ohio State's success level coming up.
Time to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we will continue our conversation with Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4 in Oklahoma City.